So I'm sitting here with Catherine Poole with the Community Development Fund. And Catherine, I wonder if you would share what your role is here with this organization.
Yes, I'm the manager of the Community Development Fund. We have three community development advisors that support communities throughout the Yukon, municipalities, First Nations, non-government organizations, societies that are looking to do projects that improve their community and make them a good place to live and work.
That's perfect. Thanks so much. And yes, one of the reasons that I wanted to speak with you today was to talk about what are the common mistakes that you encounter when applications are submitted to your office.
The main problem we see is people who've been too rushed in putting together an application. So they wait too close to the deadline. Sometimes we will get calls at 3:30 on the day of a deadline and somebody's in the middle of trying to put something together. They're competing against every other organization that's putting something in on that intake, and some of them we may have had 1 or 2 months in advance. So the way to handle that is to call us early, talk to one of our advisors. We can walk you through the program and how it might work with your project. If it doesn't fit, you'll know it before you do a lot of work. And we can also review those proposals, your draft proposal, before you submit it. So if people give themselves time to plan and pull it together and talk to us early, it really improves the chances of their project being successful for funding.
That sounds great. And I think we discussed earlier, and I think this would be helpful information, is how many tiers do you have, but also what time of the year are these particular funding applications due?
Okay, so we have three tiers. The first one, tier one, is for applications of up to $20,000. That you can apply 4 times a year for those ones. The next tier, tier two, is for applications between $20,000 and $75,000, and those are twice a year. And the third tier is over $75,000, and that's only once a year that people can apply for that. So we have 4 different intake dates throughout the year, and you can get that information by going to our website, cdf.gov.yk.ca. And something that's different than a lot of other programs, if the due date, all of our intakes are on the 15th of the month, if that falls on a weekend or a holiday, the application has to be in the business day before that. Most everybody else is after, so that's really important because there's no flexibility. If it isn't received at 5 p.m. on that due date, it cannot be considered in that intake.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's very helpful information. And there was one other thing that we were talking about earlier, which I think is very important, and that is you have found that people will spend a lot of time on describing their organization as opposed to the project. Would you like to speak to that?
Yeah. Two of the big questions when you're pulling together a proposal, one is like, well, what is your organization and what do you do? And then the second question is, what do you want to do with this project? And instead of spending tons of pages describing your organization and the things you normally do, and one paragraph on this project, we almost want to see it in reverse. So give us a succinct description of the organization, and then give us the detail on this project. What is it you're doing? Why are you doing it? What is the need for this project? That really helps us to understand this project that you're doing. We don't do ongoing funding, so it's got to be something that's unique and discrete from what the organization normally does.
Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time for me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.